Good afternoon, audio boom. Dean Reed here. Regardless of what we're called, I'm still called Dean Reed. And I'm still loving the glorious Peak District. So that's where I am now. I'm out once again for a wander. And it feels like a lifetime since I was last out. But it's only been 3 weeks. And if you're wondering what that strange noise is behind me, it's not my squeaking boots. It is grouse. Can you hear them? I'll be quiet for a moment. I'm going to try and shoot some video as well. They are quite noisy, aren't they, actually? Anyway, did I say where I was? Yes, obviously I said the glorious Peak District, but I'm on Derwent Edge. Well, I'm just descending off Derwent Edge, near a spot called Winston Lee Tor. And I'm heading down towards the Lady Bower Reservoir. It's been a great day. I've only been out for around about 3 or 4 hours. It was a last minute thing. I've had a lot to do over the last few weeks, but there's been some very great things happen. One of which was my grandparents from Australia came over to stay. And that was fantastic, it really was. I've not seen them for around about 10 years, so it was great to have them stay. Before that, I'd been at work quite a lot, so it's been quite busy, it really has. But that was my best set of days off ever, I think. Getting to see my grandparents again, I got to take them out into the glorious Peak District. We went to Chatsworth and it was great, it really was. I'll just pause you for one moment as I'm about to navigate a bit where I need all my hands. Right, I'm back again. It's been a very, very busy few months actually, and I haven't alluded to it at all on Audio Boo or on my YouTube videos or anything like that, but I haven't done anything really internet wise in the last 3 weeks, to be honest, because it's been so busy and I just didn't want to when my grandparents were there. But now I'm back out again, which is all good. I had lots of admin jobs to do today. All I managed to do was get some new tyres to the car, be a taxi service for my daughter, and then I thought, right, that's it, I'm going walking. So that's what I'm doing now, heading back down after a thoroughly refreshing stretch of the legs in the glorious Peak District. So one more thing that I've got to announce, or got to mention anyway, it's not necessarily an announcement, but I was very pleased to find out almost 3 weeks ago that I've been nominated for the 2014 Outdoor Blogger of the Year in the TGO Magazine Awards. The TGO stands for the Great Outdoors. And I was very, very, very humbled is a cheesy word, but I was very, very pleased to find that I was nominated, because obviously you've got to be nominated. So whoever nominated me, I'd like to say thank you. I know of one gentleman that nominated me, but there must have been more. Well, I would like to assume there'd been more. But yeah, I think that the voting is open. I want to say the voting is open till the 11th of November. And we're about to enter November now. So there is a little bit of time left for you to show your support for deanreed.net. But I'd like to think it encompasses other things that I do online as well, because it all gets posted there. I've also got my YouTube channel, I've got my Audio Boo channel, I've got my peakroots.com website, which is full of my Peak District adventures, but every last part of it finds its way to deanreed.net, which is the site that's been nominated. Yes, nominated. And you know what? Being nominated is just, that's prize enough for me. I don't for one second think that there would be any possibility that I would ever win. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. The fact that I've been nominated really is enough for me. And that sounds like someone who's like preparing themselves to lose. But no, honestly, it really is enough just to be nominated and to get my name in the magazine and yeah, it's all good. I'm trying to push my outdoor stuff, trying to push the Peak District. I'm trying to use Audioboo as much as possible for my adventures. And it's all about creating the memories. I'm not doing it to win favour. I'm not doing it to sell anything. I'm certainly not trying to sell myself. Well, we all know that no one would buy that. But still, it's all about creating the memories. So that's what deanreed.net is all about. I've got entries on there from 2006. I've had a website since 2000. It was then called deanreed.com. But thanks to the fact that I forgot to enable auto-renew, I ended up losing that. So went to deanreed.net in 2006. So from then onwards, I've been blogging, writing in a fashion, videoing, recording, and everything that goes along with it. Outdoors, indoors, music, silence, the lot, it's all there. It's all my life. It's all the things that I've been doing. And it started off, as I'm sure that most people would start off with this intention, that it was just to be some sort of diary, basically. Now, excuse me, I've got a gate to open. While I opened a gate there, I thought about my friend Andrew White, who runs a website called Walks Around Britain. He seems to have problems with gates, especially on video. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. I started my website, as I'm sure other people do, as a diary. I've got family that live overseas, family that I don't see very regularly, and it was a means for them, really, to keep on top of what I was doing and to see my daughter grow up and all that sort of thing, really. But it's turned into my outdoor adventures diary, basically. And when I say adventures, it doesn't have to be trekking through the Himalayas. It doesn't have to be swimming the vast oceans. I'm just out walking for 3 hours in the Peak District. But for me, that's adventure enough. That's worthy enough to be called adventure. There are so many sites out there that I think do down the small little events like this. And for me, I love this sort of thing. Yes, I like the week-long adventures. I like the epic walks in Scotland and things like that. But you can get out every day. It's an everyday adventure. So I would class myself as an everyday adventurer. When I'm not at work, obviously. Anyway, I'm rambling on. I've been rambling on for 8 minutes while I ramble. But I thought I would check in with Audioboo just to say a quick hello and to also just mention and log down in history for my own sanity, really, that I'm very grateful to have been nominated for the Outdoor Blogger of the Year 2014 from the TGO magazine. Yes, very good. But also, if you're heading over to vote, check out the competition, because I'm nominated in and amongst a group of 10, and 6 of which I read regularly. A few of them I'm very grateful to know as friends, and I've got respect for a lot of them as well. The ones I haven't got respect for are the ones I don't know yet. But you know what I mean. I'm rambling on, really. Anyway, just good to be out. Can you not tell? I probably sound like I'm a caged animal that's been let out. Either way, it's all good. And I'm heading down to the Upper Derwent Valley in the glorious Peak District. So from here, I'll say goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you all again very soon.